going on, people? Such a long break. We'll be taking your guys' calls this segment. That's still X-Boy. Still X-Boy with the dope beat. Oh! Fire beat. Oh! Yeah. For people that don't know, before I did all this, I used to do like a lot of hip-hop and EDM festivals and shows and shit like that, so I always got that in my roots, and I love dope beats, sweet music, and I hate crappy lyrics. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into the second segment of your Tuesday Instagram Live show over here on Factions of Freedom. In this segment, we will be taking your calls and questions. I think last week we had a total of five, maybe six calls. Let's see if we can try to beat that. I don't really know if I have, I got a clock. I just can't see like, you know, how long time goes. Sometimes people have great things to say. Sometimes random things happen. So let's see if we can try to beat that. Before I let our first guest in, we kind of got cut off from our last question here, and I want to say this if I can, and I'll pull you guys on. I'll try not to take up too much of your time. But the question was, why have they ruined everything they forced us to believe? I thought economy was God, because, you know, their God is G-O-D, guns, oil, and drugs. So why is all that stuff being ruined right now? I think the easiest way for me to summarize that is, again, by saying the socioeconomic reformation, where they're trying to introduce the Green New Deal, where we're thinking in the terms of consumption versus production. You know, that's why they're already having us think of who are essential personnel. Can certain people work at home? Think about your occupancy rate. This is what I discussed just in the last segment. Lowering your greenhouse gases, your carbon footprint and stuff like that. You know, non-essential travel. Continuity of government, social disintegration, you know, and this is something I said too towards the end of the last segment. When are the robots coming? So, to answer your question simply, why have they ruined everything they forced us to believe, is so that we could be considered part of the old world order, get rid of us, and then institute the new world order, showing that humans are obsolete, humans are bad, we got to bring the machines in, look at how much damage humans have done. Robots can clean it up. So it's a very, very loaded question. And this is why I love it when you guys ask that. So definitely ask more of those types of questions in the future. With that being said, let's get people into the show. One of the questions we got is, why are we so freaking gay? Because we got no time for lames. So let's go ahead and get Danny Trius. Danny Trius. Danny, what's going on, man?
Both is a good morning. I'm current. Yo, you said you got to kill. Suck my cock. Top three, get me three. Suck my cock door. You didn't put it up.
Let's put it up.
With what kind of shit? What's the difference?
Sorry, Bata. That's why it is a rap bag. Every time we do that, some people kind of just put us down and listen to us. I appreciate that. But let's go ahead and get... I see you, UFC Beast. I see you, bruh. Let's get another guest in, and then I'll get you on here. Let's get D-Ghost-19 in. Vaughn. D-Ghost-19. And if this guy doesn't answer, or this person doesn't answer, I have another thing to bring up. Hello, D-Ghost.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Just wanted to say thank you for letting me on to your live.
Bro, thank you for coming.
Yeah, I was just on your last live, actually. You saw a couple of my comments, so I was pretty surprised by that, actually.
I try to... I know this might sound bad, but I try to read and try not to read the comments, because sometimes they go along, sometimes they derail. But I just appreciate you asking questions, man. If you don't mind me asking, where are you joining us from, and what would you like to tell the audience?
I'm joining you from Connecticut, where actually, to be honest, the quarantine. I'm really not liking it. I don't think anybody in here is also liking it too, but yeah, I just wanted to say, I actually have some questions for you.
Hit me with them.
Yeah, so when did you first start this page?
I think sometime February 2012. I didn't take this serious until about 14 or 15. And I've been hitting it hard probably about since that time frame. So, yeah.
I actually thought about starting a page like this, but
do it.
I figured some of the risks. Well, actually, yeah, I want to. And like on your last live, I was actually trying to say some stuff, but it was getting like censored. Like it said, comment deleted, and it wasn't going through. So that's kind of a coincidence.
Well, bro, just realize that you're gonna have a lot of people try to tell you not to do what you're doing, that you're an agent, that you're a troll, that you're wasting your time. And don't listen to that. That's a lot of projection that comes from their own defeated and victimology mindset. You're going to, if you feel a calling to do this, man, nothing's going to stop you. And that's what you got to entertain. You don't really listen to everybody else. And this is why I've been trying to tell people. This is why I do this type of stuff in the first place. Everybody has other angles I can't see. I get kind of tunnel visioned on things. And this is why I want to pull people on so I can get their perspective, hear their thought process, and so we can have an open debate or discussion about these things. So please start a page, join the fight.
And also, I'd like to get your opinion on these FEMA camps.
Oh, bro. Death camps.
Yeah.
Death camps is what they are. I remember, I think it was back in 2017, I remember reporting, because out here in New Mexico, I was seeing like a lot of trailers having those very same FEMA coffins. I was freaking out. And I reported on that. That's one of the main reasons why I got started, is because Barack Obama signed that NDAA where he allowed for the indefinite detention of journalists. And now we see that being advanced by AG Barr today, where they're wanting indefinite detention powers. Mm-hmm. So that's where they're going to take these FEMA, take these victims, the homeless, the poverty stricken, the people who don't have places to go, and possibly even other people who are victims of the coronavirus. I'll say this and I'll let you have it. I didn't bring myself to posting it just the other day, but in the UK, there was a lady that stopped. And it's on Enlightened Prophet's page. You guys can go find this, but there was a lady that stopped two dudes in white suits saying, "Where did you take this homeless man? I've been feeding this homeless man. You guys came in here, you've disappeared him. Where are you taking people who have coronavirus?" So if it's not FEMA camps, it's incinerators, it's something. So I'll say this one more time, Dee, and I'll let you have it. When we were reporting on Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, I remember talking and reporting on how Walmarts were being converted to FEMA centers then. Yep. We actually had somebody who was inside of one of these FEMA camps. They showed you how they converted an auditorium basically into a makeshift home for all the people that were there. And you saw on the rafters and on the bleachers up there, you saw men with armed guns patrolling the area while people were sleeping. And that's these FEMA camps that they don't want you to know about. So I'm definitely glad you asked that question, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely do a lot of research on this because actually, like, the predictive programming and all that, like, I was actually watching The Simpsons. Family Guy, yeah. Family Guy. And then there was this one part where it's like, it was almost like a detention center. And then they basically took Cleveland out of his house and then they threw him into there. And there was two guards with the guns. So I'm like, wow. And then usually, like, they put, like, the truth in plain sight. Like, people don't really realize it until, like, pages like you and then, you know, we're exposing it. They're like, wow, it's crazy.
And yeah, I feel crazy like doing me, this.
Yeah, young people like me, like, I find this really crazy
because like, it's true.
Yeah, it's scary.
Well, bro, I definitely join back in next time. What do you want to leave the audience with so we can get somebody else on here? I like where your head's at. Thank you. But what do you want to leave the audience with?
I just want to tell everybody, be safe, keep doing the research, don't feed into the government's, you know, crap. They just want you to fall into the trap.
Yes.
All right, once they get you in there, you know, it's whatever, but just want to let y'all know that.
Thank you. I agree, brother. Well, thank you for joining us, and I'll talk to you soon, bro. There he goes. D-Ghost 19. There he goes. There's a lot of stuff going on with this. I want to say this, and I'll get our next guest on. Some of the environmental factors surrounding the coronavirus patients or the victims is something I think people should think about. Look at the common factors with New Orleans, with Florida, with New York, with California, and Washington. Not only are they humid areas, but look at the compact areas they live in, the air quality, multi-generational people living inside of one home, all kinds of different things like that. I'll be able to explain that more in the future whenever I get more information. But just keep these types of stuff in mind. Yes, it is something that people should worry about, but I don't think it is hardcore cause for alarm. Dugular, one of our exclusive members, I see that you asked to join. Let's get someone else in here, and then I'll get you in on the second time. Wow, geez. Paula Monica Butler. Let's get Paula Monica Butler in here, and then I'll get you on here, Dubular and UFC Beast. Paula. Ooh. Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fired up as always. Can you spend a few seconds with us?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of just listening for sure.
Okay. Well, just ask me a question real quick, and then I'll let you go.
I know. I kind of want to think as to what. Yeah. What are they really doing with this?
Pushing for totalitarian. Trying to push as much as they can.
Yeah.
Trying to get a power grab. Seeing how much we take before we rebel. I could go on, but I know.
So they do want us to rebel, I guess. I'm like, will we?
They could. I don't think they want us to rebel. I think they're testing, just pinching, incrementally ratcheting things up just to see how much they can get away with.
Who are they?
Who is the they?
Yeah.
The very same people that are telling us to go into lockdown.
Yeah.
And then we hear about how our president and our governors are sending conflicting messages. So I'm not sure who the they is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's having this confusing message go out there.
Yeah.
So I agree. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I'm just figuring it all out as well, I guess, right?
Oh, me too.
I'm not not buying it, that's for sure.
I never have. That's okay. That's why I'm here. But is there anything you want to leave the audience with
before I let you go? No, thank you. I guess I'll just keep listening. Keep doing your work. I'm keeping listening.
Oh, thank you, Paula. Stay safe out there.
Thank you. You too.
She goes. What's that? We got two. Two people have joined us so far. Great. Great, 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 great. I like where it's going. All right. I'm going to get UFC Beast on because he's been patiently waiting for at least two people. And then I'll get you on Dubular, and then we'll get more people on here. But UFC Beast, how are you, my friend?
I'm not bad, bro. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. Fired up as always.
Good. Good. Thanks for letting me come on again. I appreciate it.
Always. What did you want to leave the people with?
What did I want to leave them with? I don't know. I really don't know what to say at this point. I'm lost. I've just been made redundant from work today. Says my brother. Says my mum.
Did you see, I covered in the last segment, the fact that Britons might have to get used to power outages? Have you seen that happen?
Yeah. Well, actually, our power did cut out, three or four days ago, that they blamed it on a mains wire in the road blowing, but I'm not too sure. But I mean, we've kind of tried to prepare for power shortages. We've got a petrol generator, obviously, to run the fridges and stuff, because I'm a diabetic myself, so I need to refrigerate my medication and stuff like that. But a petrol generator ain't gonna really last us for 10 days. You know what I mean? 5 to 10 days, that would be a hell of a lot of petrol. I mean, it's crazy, all this stuff, what's going on. I mean, people are being made redundant from work left, right and centre. Like, I remember when the first few cases started popping up, I took a step back from everything and I was just trying to concentrate on myself. I wasn't paying attention to the news or nothing. And I remember I heard about it, these first few cases, and, you know, I learned it all like, oh, it's nothing, you know what I mean? But and as the cases gradually started coming and coming, I started changing my mind. And then obviously you were posting information of how China were basically trying to cover up the outbreak over there. And, well, they obviously have covered it up majorly, let's be honest. I think personally, because when you look at the other figures.
Now they're trying to shift the blame to America, saying that we made the virus and we did it over there. So that's a whole other thing brewing over there in the corner, but you're right.
And the thing is, you don't hear about that anywhere. It's really coming to light how the media manipulates news. It's so disgusting. I mean,
it's dangerous, dude. You got people.
Oh yeah.
I think about it. Just because we're still over there in your world of the country, your world. I remember posting just yesterday that the UK created a hotline for people to begin snitching on the neighbors.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just thinking, like, good God, how is it that we've gotten? It seems like overnight, the whole concept of freedom has been thrown right out the window. And we're just talking about who can be a better government troll, a better government slave, who can be the best peon.
For real. Yeah. And I mean, I'm seeing so much of that over here. I'm seeing so many people lick the government's dick. But on the other hand, I'm seeing a lot of people waking up to this bullshit.
Yes.
Which is kind of surprising, you know, it's good to see. It's like it's kind of like there's two pushes going on at the same time. It's kind of like there's two movements, but in my mind at the end of the day, and I mean, I don't want to sound negative, but at the end of the day, I've kind of just accepted that nothing's really going to change. You know, I mean, most of the people aren't going to wake up anyway. Most of the people aren't going to see this shit for how it is. I personally think so. I think the best thing to do is just to get, for everyone listening, is just to try and get on with your life and think about it. If you're still breathing, you're still blessed, you know, at least you're still here.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, it may not seem like it, but you're on the right side of the ground. I see like what's going to happen with this, and this might just be like how my mindset works, bro. I see it as like speakeasies or just like prohibition time frames, where it's just like, if you know, you know, you'll be able to get inside of certain places. There'll still be bars. There'll still be like hangouts and things like that for sure. But it won't be as definitely popularized. The concept of freedom is going to be like something that's hush hush, you know?
Oh yeah.
I got a few things over here that I'm working on that I don't want to talk about on the internet, but it's basically like that. I feel like, because you called it, there's two movements happening. And I see the climate change movement kind of coming out from this, and I'm
upset. Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah, and I don't see people that are freedom-minded or liberty-oriented that want to come out of this with our freedoms intact. But like you said, because of the overreaching power grab these people are doing, it is waking people up on a faster rate. We've just got to figure out how to get those talking points out there to people before it's too late.
Exactly, bro. Yeah.
But I want to get some other people on here. UFC, what did you want to leave the audience with?
I just want to say quickly as well, just really quickly, I know you brought up that snitching thing. I've been going out myself out of my house.
Do it, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not scared of this bullshit, you know what I mean? If I come across someone in the street and they're infected, if I get infected, it's out of my power. It's out of my power, you know what I mean? Even if this thing is an infection, you know what I mean? It's the best thing for me to do is, instead of being fucking stuck up in home, being scared of being infected, I need to get outside, get healthy, boost my immune system so I can actually deal with the virus itself. I don't see how people are seeing that.
Bro, think about it. Everything they're telling you to do, it would have the exact opposite effect. Stay inside.
Exactly.
Be in enclosed areas. Stay sucked up to your phone. Lower your immune system. Get stressed. Like, think about all the things.
Exactly, bro.
But it's slave-like mentality, bro. It's sheep. It's that sheep victimology mindset. I hear everything you're saying. UFC Beast, I want to thank you for joining us, bro, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Thanks for letting me on.
Stay safe out there.
Yeah, you too. See you later.
Oh, good times. Good times. Oh, man. Real good stuff. Dubular, one of our exclusive members. I gave, you know what I'm going to do, Dube? Because I gave you a fierce shout out on last week's podcast episode. I'm going to get somebody else in because I gave him a fierce shout out last week's episode. I told him that, or I told him and everybody else, I did an exclusive member show one time where Dubular was the only guest. And I would do that every single Friday for people that wanted to show up. He's an exclusive member. He joined. It was a date for us to do a show. He was the only one that showed up. And I was more than glad to have a kind of heart-to-heart, not only with our follower and eventually friend, but to explain like why I'm willing to do this, not even for money, because I want to help people. So sorry, Dubular. I got to get somebody else on first, bro. And then I'll get you on. And that wasn't a plug for exclusive members, but if you guys want to support the operation, please be so kind as to join our exclusive member program. Let's go ahead and get Katie Baby 420 on. You think she likes herb? Katie Baby 420. Let's see if she joins us. Hey, Katie Baby.
Hey. How's it going?
It's going. How about you?
Oh, well, I'm doing the best I can for what we're given with, right?
That's all you can do. You got to keep persevering.
Absolutely. So actually, I'm interested in a post that you were saying the coronavirus and the 5G towers. I want to go back to that for a second. With the genome sequence and it being a particular strain that they'd never seen before. That really sparked my interest. Do you think that would be, do you think that's something that is actually created in like a pathogen's lab rather than what everybody is saying is somebody ate a bat?
I think what we're seeing with the coronavirus is mutations, because like right now there's at least 40 different mutations that have taken place since it's been launched, and at least 8 different strains that are going around right now. I think what's happened with this is that it's just mutated. It's evolved. It's got the gain of function properties to it. So as it like evolves, it just gets stronger. But how does it tie into the 5G aspect? I think because we're seeing fatigue, we're seeing diarrhea, because we're seeing disoriented vision, blurred vision, because we're seeing so many strange and abnormal things with this variation of the coronavirus. I think that's why they're not able to tack it down. But how does that tie into the 5G? Everything that we've experienced already and that they're going to say the coronavirus claims in the future are all symptoms of that microwave illness. Does that make sense?
It does. I actually have an autoimmune disorder. So I have been feeling like I've been experiencing a lot of flu-like symptoms these past, I would say, 14 days. Mm-hmm. Do I think I have the COVID-19? Not really sure. Because I'm wondering if I seen another post saying that they're already expected to, that millions of us have already been in contact with it and are already building immune to it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to stress myself out and think that I the worst and I have the COVID, but I also think it has a lot to do with the 5G towers, you know, that are being localized, as you said. One thing I am curious about, and I don't know if you remember this, and I'm not sure if it was a post, but I've been following you for years.
Thank you.
A bunch of trucks from the UK were brought and delivered to Florida and were being held there.
Was it from the UK or was it from the UN?
UN. I'm sorry. Okay. My mistake. Thank you for that. It was the UN. And I am curious if we're going to see soldiers in our homeland that speak different languages.
Yes.
I think
yes, so. Yes, Katie. Too. Well, I talked about this not this week, but the week before last, January 1st of 2020, the UN hired English-speaking disarmament soldiers, workers, to go around and begin gun confiscation. I remember reporting on it, like, I think 2 weeks ago, and that's it. You just explain like what it is. There are also trucks. I remember reporting on it. There were UN trucks stored somewhere in Maryland for this exact operation. And I think the simplest way to explain it too is American soldiers, they can disregard it. They can say it's unconstitutional.
Right.
They wouldn't want to do it. But if you get Russian soldiers, Chinese soldiers, Venezuelan soldiers, you know, Iranian soldiers, they're going to be super happy to sit up over here and disarm their opposition before they exterminate them. So you're entirely correct.
Absolutely. Actually, my nephew actually is in ICU right now with COVID-19. He's 25 years old. So it is affecting people, everyone different. I would stay very vigilant during this time. Be careful. Like you said, go out, connect with people, but do it in a safe way and be aware. Yes. It's just crazy how everything is coming into play so fast and they're easing us in it. And it's happening very fast and people aren't even, there's a lot of people waking up, but there is a lot who are sheeple, who are going with it. Like you said, who need that security, I'm scared.
And that's why I sit here and have these kind of discussions with audience members like yourself. Mm-hmm. And whenever I post all this stuff is because we need to have a discussion. The government cannot be our only solution. Whenever we go out of our way to figure out that, hey, you need zinc, you need magnesium, you need vitamin C, you need to boost your immune system. Hydrochloroquine is not going to do that for you.
Right.
Waiting for the Trump pressers is not going to tell you how to boost your immune system. Get out there, get some vitamin C, get some vitamin D. Take care of yourself.
Grow a vegetable garden. Absolutely.
Grow a vegetable garden. Mm-hmm. You're not going to hear that from mainstream media. So hell yes, I'm scared. But I'm also willing to come up over here and say, look, this is what I know. What do you guys know? Can we have a discussion about this? Can we be honest? And what's it going to take to get us where we need to go? So I'm scared too, Katie, but I'm doing the best I can to push through it.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. I love reading all your posts. Very informative. So keep up the good work.
I try. Thank you. I try. What do you want to leave the audience with?
Hey, man, give me liberty or give me death.
Hey, there it is.
Peace out, everyone. Take care.
You stay safe out there.
You too. Bye.
There she goes. Katie, baby. Powerful. We got like four calls, man. I'm fired up. That's good. Yes. Yes. We would have had five, Danny, if you would have joined, but I guess you're just not cool. You don't want to make history and junk. So let's go ahead and get another caller in. Dubular. It is time. It is time for the Dube to join us. And then I will get a non-exclusive member on with us.
What's up, my man?
What's going on, Dubular?
I actually just got home.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. That's crazy shit, man.
You're telling me, bro.
Masked up out here.
Oh my God.
You gotta stay safe, man.
Better watch out for your neighbors. Make sure they don't try to snitch on you.
Honestly, it's crazy how many white folks have been walking around here these days. Incredible amount of white folks.
Really?
But the 5G thing, man, that thing is really interesting with all the health effects from what, like from that and based on the virus. And I actually want to speak on what the UFC guy was saying about not having hope, like not hope, but, you know, admitting that all this is happening. But I just want to say, yes, it is happening. And there isn't anything we can do about it. But the most important thing you have to know is you have to look it through the biblical sense, the scripture. You're right. We can't do anything about it. People, the elites, they will do what they do to get there for, you know, I'm probably thinking like artificial intelligence with microchipping people. But it has to happen so that Christ can come back. If the world was so perfect and not evil, none of this would be happening. And Amen. All things must take place for Christ to come back. And it wouldn't be a perfect world if he had to come, you know, as he said.
Let's speak on that real quick, dude. explain to people, because I'm sure you're going to have people say, oh, why would a great God, a good God, wouldn't allow for evil to take place? Speak on that real quick.
The simplest way to put it is that we're all evil. Young and old, doesn't matter. We're all evil. And for the world and mankind, they have to, you know? And when you look at Revelation and where it's going, and when you look at, okay, I'll say this now. The biggest thing about the Bible, it was written over thousands of years with 60 different authors and multiple different books. And it all talks about the one truth, which is about Jesus Christ. When you look at the history of the Jews and Exodus, and when you see the scriptures on Caesar, these are real things you can look up and study. Okay. Yep. And I agree. You know, when you have evolution, that gives you a worldly based evidence. And when you look at the Bible and it gives you his point of view, it's your choice to pick which one. Okay. Just because they call it science doesn't mean it's true.
It's not settled.
It's not settled. You're believing evolution in as much faith, if not crazier faith, okay, than me believing in the Bible. And you have to look at the world, and you have to look at what has been prophesied and see it comes true. See it come true in front of your eyes.
See,
same for Israel people, how even in our parents' times, Israel was not a one nation. It wasn't a one nation. It's talked about that. People said Bible's a lie. And all these things that are wrong be proven. It's proven. And with the microchip, Mark of the Beast, you can't, they were saying these things when technology didn't even exist. What does that even mean? What did Apostle John wrote about this chip, this thing that we know as chip? How did he know that? How did he have that information?
Vision,
it's because God is outside of time.
Yep. And take it. And this, I'm glad you said that, because I have another question for you. It's something I put on the podcast and something I like to ask the audience all the time. Do you think the controlling elite are trying to trigger prophecy? Because these things are pre-written. It is prophetic. It's destined to happen. We have a choice whether or not to follow through with it or to indeed do that, trigger prophecy. Do you think the people in control right now are trying to do that, trigger prophecy?
I think it's really weird about the patent on Bill Gates and the Locust cyborgs.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and how it's moving right now to China from Africa. I think it's really weird. I think someone needs to catch those boys and tear mm-hmm. them apart, you know, to see what they really are. But, you know, there's a lot robots. Of things going on.
The robots, bro.
You know, and, you know, for all you haters or people who, you know, do not accept the Bible, that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. You know, you can think that it was made up. You can think it was rewritten. You can think a lot of things, okay? But you cannot reject evidence after evidence after evidence after evidence. You know, how can one have morality if we're just animals? You can't determine morality. There's still tribes on this earth, okay, that eat other humans. How do you determine that? You can't. The only word is through the Ten Commandments that defines who we are and gives us the morality to differentiate who we are to animals. Okay, if you want to believe that time, matter, and chance created your brain and everything in the world, that's perfectly fine. But you're not going to convince me and a lot of people that that's the way of the world. And just because you call it science, just because you pay your tax money to put it in your education system, doesn't mean it's the truth. They're both religion. They both take a leap of faith, and I choose to believe in this one.
I agree, bro. I say it all the time. You scratch an atheist, you get a Satanist. A lot of these people try to spend their whole time trying to disprove God. They end up just proving it. But what do you want to leave the audience with, man? I love where your head's at, and I like that, man.
As I said, believe in Christ, believe in God, believe in his word. Stay strong, stay safe. And if you want to be part of something bigger, join the Patreon. For us, there's me and a lot of people who talk every day outside of this, talk about everything, our opinions, our thoughts. It's worth it. It's worth the movement. And God bless everyone.
Thank you, brother. You stay safe.
Thank you, man. Of course.
Talk to you soon. There he goes. The Dube. The Dubular. Nice. What time we got? We got enough time. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got time for more calls. And I'm actually very glad Dubular made that plug for our exclusive members program. It's exactly what this is. We have a show coming up this Friday where we'll be doing the same thing, except over here on Zoom, people can join in. It's like 6 or 7 people, I think, at the time. And I'm going to be getting the advanced version so we don't have to do it in 30, 40-minute segments. We just, like, fly through it. And that's the idea, is to have these type of discussions, the same way that I discussed it with Katie Baby right there, and as well as with Dubular. That's the idea, is to provide a platform for us to have these kind of discussions, having all kinds of different dimensions, perspectives that we look at. Not one person has the answer, but I figure if we have a discussion about it, that'll be the key. I think the saying goes, communication saved a generation, and they got us talking about the most silliest of things these days. So thank you, Dubular, for joining. This is the type of stuff that I like to do. All right. So we got our returning callers out of the way, which is pretty good. Let's see if we can get some new people in. Let's see. What is that? Louis Pasqualani? Let's see. Louis Pasqualani? Louis!
Wow, I didn't think I was actually going to get this call.
Oh, bro. Sorry it took so long.
So, what's going on, bro?
Man. A little bit of everything. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself? How's everybody doing in here?
Oh, we're fired up as always. If you don't mind, where are you calling from and what would you like to tell the audience?
I'm from Jersey.
And
I'd like to tell the audience to really start tuning in and tapping into really just boost your immune system and really like tap in, because there's a lot going on right now. And if you're really not at a higher frequency, things are not going to go your way, and you really have to tune into to better the situation, because it's really not going to get any better if we just sit around and just hope for the best.
I agree.
You know what I mean? We all need to play our part. We need to do stuff. We need to take action, and it all starts inside of ourselves, sitting down, slowing down, really just trying to, like, every way, just better yourself, better your family, and really just try to get through this as a nation. You know, we're all human, you know what I mean? We're not white, yes, we're black, we're all the same, you know what I mean? We're all here for a reason. Let's all figure out our purpose and fucking join up together.
And clarify on that if you could, because I've been kind of tongue-in-cheek telling people that this whole shutdown, lockdown is the equivalent of like a government-mandated DMT/ayahuasca trip. It forces people to slow down, look within themselves, and ask the deeper questions. If you could expound upon that idea about using this time frame instead of looking at all the craziness that's going on, using this time frame to retreat inward. Expand on that if you could.
Okay, so meditation plays a major key, and meditation is not just sit down doing mantras, humming, doing stuff like that, but meditation is a way for you to tap into your parasympathetic nervous system and just slow down. So you're now not in the fight or flight response. You're now in the system of your body where you're resting, you're digesting, you're relaxing, and you're really just elevating your brain, your consciousness, your frequency up to different heights. And that's just one way to tap into it. But you can do many different exercises with your body, and it's not just lifting weights. It's just really tapping, like figuring out your personal strength, bettering yourself in that area of your life. Tapping into your nutrition, really narrowing in on that and trying to get like eating as whole plant-based as possible, getting as close to the source as possible, because there's energy that comes from the foods and stuff like that that we all need to ingest, because that goes into our, like as soon as you start eating it, it goes into your stomach, then it breaks down, goes down your stomach, sits in your stomach, and then raises up, and it all comes back to your brain. And then that's where our frequency, our elevation, everything just starts to raise up from that. And most people don't realize, and we're trying to get so far away from all of the we're so detached from the truth that we think that chemically artificially made antioxidants and vitamins.
We think drugs will save us. Drugs are just band-aids on scars. Fruit and food is our medicine.
Absolutely, bro. 1000%, I believe that. And I think we don't need anything other than our fruits, vegetables, and like what nature provided us with. We don't need any of this artificial bullshit. Yeah, man, tap in, really, like, just start writing, journaling your thoughts, because really your brain and your hand, if you got a synchronicity between the two of them, you could really do some damage in this world for the better. You know, we all need to be righteous and spread the truth, man, because we're in some dark times right now. We all need it. We all need to, like, just rise up, unite. Unite.
Louis,
we don't need to divide with this peace, bro. We need to stick together as one and unite. That's
Kemetic symbol for peace right there, bro. The Kemetic symbol for peace. I love your energy. I love where your head's at.
I appreciate
Shit, bro. Sounds like I don't even need to ask you anything. Sounds like you're already on code. Frish, bro. Man, what do you want to leave the people with, man?
Really just spend this time to appreciate your family and work on trying to better yourself and your close family one step at a time, and really just take it slow, man. Slow down. Don't worry about the money. Just get your health right, and just stay positive. Stay well.
Sounds like Jersey already knows what's up, bro. Thank you for joining.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Stay strong.
You too, bro. Take care, everyone.
That energy. Louis. That was some positive energy right there. Louis with the truth. Jersey knows what's up. There you go. Wow. Okay. He said it. He already told you what was up. You know, I told people, or I'm telling people tongue in cheek, this is like a government mandated DMT /ayahuasca/mushroom trip, because you're being forced to look inside. You're being forced to ask the deeper questions. You're being forced to slow down. That's the sad truth of the matter. Because my routine kind of is like this already. All I can really do is do what I'm doing a little bit better. But for everybody else that doesn't have that kind of mental discipline or that emotional control, this is the time for him to build it. This is the time for him to build it. So, Louis, I love where your energy's at. I hope our next caller has that, or at least something like it. But I saw a comment there from Magic_Magic_ about being a teacher and wanting to come on. So let's see if we can get her on to get her opinion on a few things. It doesn't have a name.
Hi.
But we will ask that. Hello, Magic. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. Sorry, I look a little crazy, so I didn't want to come on, but
I
did.
I look crazy every day.
I really, truly want to share what I've been feeling, and it's so strong, and I'm so happy that I came across your page. I'm so happy to hear that people are finally being enlightened, and for now, for today, I'm so thankful that the power of social media is working for the benefit of spreading truth and awareness and letting us know. And I'm a New York City public teacher, and I teach in Brooklyn. And it's just so crazy the way that we have to now remote teach these kids. And you barely hear conversations about education. And this isn't just in New York City. This is in all of the states. There's no talks about how are these students going to pass to the next level. So this just tells me that the agenda that the government has and the president has is all of pretty much they're saying, fuck you. Fuck all of you. Fuck the education. Fuck the people. Forget the families, health. It's on a grand scale. And so...
Well, imagine, just to interject real quick, this is what I've been, you're fine.
Yeah.
I've been saying this since this whole thing went down. One of the main industries that's going to benefit from this shutdown is the telecom industries. They have to monitor communications. They have to be upwards so that when people go into online learning, when they have to go into any of this type of stuff, they will be there. They will be the ones moderating the information. So please continue.
As I'm speaking to you, my body and the feeling and the energy, like I know this truth. This is not by mistake. And I get emotional about it because as a teacher, you meet so many students that don't even want to be home. We don't even know their living situation. And you're confining them to be around maybe negligent parents that have to sit there and take whatever abuse they're taking. That's even a separate issue. Now, getting into why I'm so so happy that this is coming out to light is because when I was 19 years old, 20, I wanted to become an artist. I wanted to do music. But my experience in the music industry and trying to get there was very, it was an eye-opener. I met with Timberland's A&R one day, and the way that I was basically asked to, like, do things I didn't want to do, it was just very, like, wow, like, this is really how things are. And I remember sitting in a club with him one night, and I saw Derek Jeter there with a bunch of women. I didn't even know that was Derek Jeter. I was 18, 19, but I said, who is that? He was like, it's Derek Jeter. But long story short, he was, you know, being very sexual, and I just wasn't with it. So I kind of just gave up on my passion of trying to be a singer in music. Long story short, I started looking into rappers and artists and their story. And then it led me into the Illuminati. And that's when I got introduced to that. So then from there, I started really questioning that. I looked at Rihanna's music videos, Jay-Z, Beyonce performances, live performances to see, wow, the symbolism is there. Is it really true? The Freemason symbols. Then as you get older, you know, you kind of like forget about the Illuminati feeling, you move on with life, and then you go through different things. But then when I got into college, I started taking college courses on history. I took college courses on Puerto Rico. Specifically, why I'm so want to say this is because I would have never known that the United States took Puerto Rico's land from them and made it a crime for them to carry the Puerto Rican flag and force these people to learn in English, which is why we noticed that a lot of Puerto Rican people don't speak Spanish, and well, particularly in New York City. And
exactly even, what they did to the slaves.
Yes. Forced them to learn English. Yes. And the idea of racism, that was another thing that they brought into the Caribbean islands, making Puerto Rican people, Caribbean people, Dominican people against each other in terms of color. Within one country. So that was mind-blowing to me. And then another thing that made me even more, like, this reaffirmed and brought back those Illuminati findings is when I found out that the first forms of birth control were tested on Puerto Rican women in Puerto Rico. And that was their way of population control. And there was this man named Ibizu Campos. I would love for all of you to look him up. He was a political leader trying to fight for his country for freedom. Long story short, the United States didn't like that he was opening his mouth and fighting back. They put him in prison in Puerto Rico. And slowly, they started radiating on his body. They started radiating on him, and they started paralyzing him. So
this is how they did the Tuskegee experiments here in America as well, just injecting Black people with syphilis just for like 20 years. Right. Just to see the effects on it. But everything you're saying is true.
And so
they have a history of human experimentation.
Right. And so when you really, it's like you're putting this really big puzzle together, and slowly you put, you know, it's a huge puzzle. There's so many pieces. You're like slowly getting the picture together. But this virus is like complete for me. Like now I really, truly see. And this goes into 5G and the reason why they want us to have these towers out there. It's because they need the connection. They need the capacity to have all of us on computers, on devices, all of this strong strength signal. And it is a reason to introduce now this microchip. It goes into currency, this one world, one currency world order where they want everything to be, you know, electronic and digital, where you maybe put your fingerprint and whatever, it all just makes perfect sense. And then you see how we're being tested on so many different levels. Let's not let kids go to school, because obviously we're killing everyone. Let's see how quickly they can, you know, get adjusted to this remote learning. Let's see how
it's conditioning.
Right. It's just you don't think they have data analysts, people that are gathering data on education, pharmacy, hospital, first responders, Uber, Lyft. Like, I do Uber, Lyft too on the side. I'm not going to go outside and risk myself. And even when I go outside in the air, I don't know. It's weird. I feel weird when I'm outside sometimes. Like, I feel like my throat gets a little, like, it hurts a little bit. Or, like, I get, like, this, you know. And so it's so...
Maybe it's like electromagnetic sensitivity.
Yeah, and it's... And my brother, and I'm sharing this all with you, publicly, you know, the other day he was feeling sick and he went to one of those drive-through quarantine places in Jersey, and he was online in the car and they told him he couldn't have his cell phone out They said he wasn't allowed to record, and they took two little things and shoved it up his nose. Yeah. And almost touching his brain. And yeah. I was so mad at my brother because he called my mom and he asked my mom, what should I do? And my mom said, don't go anywhere. Just stay home and try to heal yourself. And he still went. And so 3 days later, they told him that he tested positive for the coronavirus. So I was super angry. And they told my brother on the phone, if you want, you can come back to the hospital and you can seek help.
See, but I feel like that's just a trap right there. It's like they're exposing people to things and saying, yes. Oh, if you want to get yes. treated, we can take care of it. That's shady.
Yes. And if it was that serious, then they would have said, listen, you need to come in. You need to, or they, something. But, you know, right now we still have our rights. They can't just come and take my brother out of the house. But that scares me. That makes me think, damn, is that what the next thing could be? So I've been telling my brother, holistic healing. I'm all about ginger, turmeric, apple, cucumber, juicing, black seed oil. If none of you know about this, black seed oil cures viruses and diseases. So I've been telling him to do that. And sure, he's good. I spoke to him yesterday. My brother's healing. He's fine. But he works in a bank and he told the bank this and they finally shut down. But it's funny.
So they basically shut down because your brother actually went and got tested and they
yeah, told because him. The other branches have a banker tested positive for it. So they sent the workers to his branch. So then he ended up catching it supposedly, but who knows, you know, especially with the 5G towers, the curfews and the things that we're supposed to be at home at night at a certain time. I live across the street from my sister. I looked outside and I seen these weird cop cars. They weren't regular cop cars. It was just weird lighting. It was so weird. And I was trying to go outside. My parents kept telling me, no, don't go outside. But I still went. I just in the nick of time, it disappeared. Like literally, like it was like a flash, like the flash. I got in my car and I literally drove around just to see like where they were, who they were, you know. And my sister looked out her window and she saw these people with hazmat suits on.
What?
So it's just too many crazy, crazy things. And like I said, when I put these pieces together with the Illuminati, when you look at videos of presidents that have tried to do this, education, I'm in the education world. When you look at everything together as a, it's like, it's so clear. Like, how could you deny that it's not an agenda and a plan? I have friends that work in the army that are telling me, get ready, because they're going to be sending in that martial law pretty soon. Oh,
magic teacher. You were firing on all cylinders. And I love where your head's at. I love that you're out there, boots on the ground, paying attention. We're running up against the clock.
I just want to say one last thing.
Please
you
do.
Know, in New York City, if you take a look at the people that are heavily affected, which is in the five boroughs, specifically Highbridge in the Bronx, Williamsburg, Crown Heights, Brownsville. These are the same areas that they've been trying to gentrify for the longest time, trying to get these people out. You know, they offer these people packages like, oh, we'll offer you a certain amount of money so that you can move out so that they could gentrify it. It's so ironic that those are the same areas that are high cases of coronavirus. So I find it very hard to believe that some guy in China ate a bat and a rat, yeah. whatever. And so it just magically now is this global pandemic that's on a crazy scale. It's bullshit. It's clear
it is.
Bullshit. Okay. It is. You can't try. And then, you know what? Thank God that you're here. Thank God that the social media is here, because we have to be smarter and filter out. Are we going to look at bullshit all day, or are we going to try to look for answers? And that's what I've been doing as an educator, as a advocate for myself, as someone that believes in the people, society, humanity. I can't sit with this, and just, I would be lying to myself if I could say to myself, you know what, yes, love your family, appreciate it, and go about your day and become a better person. We can do that. We should have been doing that even if there wasn't a virus. Doesn't yes, matter ma'am. If there's a virus or not, you should be doing that regardless. But now is the chance and time to really fight back somehow, some way, because there's countries that get their political leaders out, like Egypt, when they ganged up on that prime minister or whatever to get him out the country. But we just need to advocate more for ourselves publicly together. which is more of like a united front. That's the only way that we're going to be able to make change. And I'm sorry for keeping you on for so long.
You're fine.
I just feel so strongly. I just feel like these people need to hear this, see this, experience this, question themselves, rethink what they've been thinking. And sadly, when you look out into society, they are whatever the media tells you, they'll listen. My brother even asked me, what's 5G? The same brother that got tested positive for the virus. And that broke my heart. Like, how do you not know about, like, and I can't get mad at him. These things, we can't get mad at each other, you know?
They keep these things hidden. But Magic Teacher, I love, yes. I'll be sure to put your information in the description.
Of course, I would love to share and spread awareness. And like I said, you can't, it's like, okay, fine. If it's just this piece of the puzzle and you want to debate and question it, fine. But no, there's too many pieces that make sense. And in terms of religion, yes, I am spiritual and religious. And it is, I believe in that as well with the, you know, like the revelations and things that they say in the Bible. I'm Muslim, by the way. And in Islam, it's the same thing. We say the same things. So even if you're not religious to the people that aren't religious, it's facts in front of you. You can look it up. You can read books. Cures That They Don't Want You to Know About is a great book.
They've trained us to not ask questions. They've trained us just to go along with the system. And that's why we're here is to buck against it. But I want to say thank you, Magic, for joining us. I'll be sure to put your contact information.
Because people are vibing. I'll drop gems all day. I'm telling you. I know my shit.
Please call back next week. I hope that you bring that same energy. I love where you're
at. You are brave. You are a leader. You are someone that's leading people without, you know, really physically doing it, but you're doing it. And so I really commend you and thank you for this, because you're taking a chance on, you know, my parents get scared when I talk about these things. They'd be like, oh my God, the government's going to come after you or something. But just, you know, you're amazing. So thank you so much.
These days, it seems like it's the black sheep leading the family. I want to say thank you for joining us, Magic. I'll be sure to let everybody get your contact information, because everything you're saying is 1,000% on point. We should already be trying to take care of ourselves, take care of the earth, take care of our community, and more.
Yes.
Please join us again next week.
Of course. Take care.
You be safe out there.
You too. Take care.
There she goes. Magic. It's _ magic with a K and then another _. Timer just popped down. Just let me know. I got a few more minutes left. What is this? Like 7 different calls? 2, 4, 6, 7 different calls. Yeah, that's right. We did good. We did great. Good God. So many different things. Thank you guys for joining. I will be here again next week. If you guys want to have these type of discussions all the time, join our exclusive membership program. It's not like the page, no comments, actually discussions. We have full shows. It's legit. I want to say thank you again to you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining this segment, joining the show, joining the Instagram Live. I will for sure see you again next week. Coronavirus free, hopefully. Ask questions, question everything. Don't trust the government. Stay woke, I guess is what I'm supposed to say. And remember, guys and gals, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noise Era, Freedom Faction, out.